Asian Pop Radio Australia. 영원한 건 절대 없어 결국엔 넌 댄싱 바바바바바 원더더와지 노바 모두들 I'm girl strong number one baby baby I'm girl strong Asian Pop Radio Australia Asian Pop Radio Australia
Asian Pop Radio Australia. And hello, welcome to another week of Asian Pop Radio Australia, week 96. Can you believe it? It's just flying on by. Nearly 2 years of this show. 2 years, amazeballs. I am Jay John, your host of Asian Pop Radio Australia. Thanks for joining us. Now, I have a very special lady in the show to co-host with me this week. You will have heard of her, I guess, here and there over the last couple of months. Luckily, we have Jeanette's grandma, Lula Esther, filling in for Jeanette this week, and it is an absolute pleasure to have you here as my co-host.
Yes, good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, I am here because Jeanette did not study for 2 days.
Wow.
And she is falling behind.
She's falling behind?
Yeah, she's falling behind with her studies. Yeah. And I want her to graduate.
Right.
Get married.
Yeah.
With a really rich and beautiful husband.
It's that time of the year, isn't it? Everyone's working hard.
Yes.
So Jeanette's not working hard?
No, she said she had the infection in the chest.
Oh no, that's terrible.
Yes, but I don't believe, I think she's just lying because she doesn't want to study.
Maybe she's been out partying.
Mm.
Yeah, with that young Gibbs boy.
Which one? Which one?
Bad news. Oh dear, how many are you going for? All right, look, we've got a very busy week to get to, Lula Esther. So let's have a look. We've got a K-pop update with Phil from Hello K-pop HQ. Katie brings us rookie girl group. Very good. Very good.
That's very good. Very good.
Intro to Asian Pop. Paul's Thai Pop Song of the Week coming up. It's 3-2-1, or I think 1-2-3.
I like to count. Maths is nice.
Yes. If Jeanette did her maths, she might have been here, right?
Of course. To become a doctor.
Shaz celebrates the Japanese Film Festival with a review on a Japanese flick, and we interview the people who are bringing K-pop to Brisbane. You excited about that, Lula?
Yes.
Would you like to tell us the songs that are coming up this week, Lula?
Yes, the week's music picks with Epic High, Don't Hate Me. We have Perfume with Spending All My Time. And Natho, the Lonely Detective.
Is Natho actually a lonely detective, or is that the song name?
I'm confused. He is a lonely detective, I have a granddaughter who is studying to become a beautiful woman.
That's very good.
Yes.
Maybe we can hook Jeanette and Natho up.
Yes, I hope so.
Hopefully Natho's listening.
Across the community radio network, this is the Asian Pop News Update.
Hi, this is Adam Samuel with the Asian Pop Radio Australia News Update. iCargo's husband Haruhiku, who is already a known associate of the Yakuza, turned himself into police this week after a warrant was issued for his arrest. Haruhiku had allegedly loaned someone 2.5 million yen back in 2013 and collected over three times the legal limit in interest. Due to her husband's recent scandal, I has had no choice but to suspend all activities with her group Girls Beat and has stated that she has even considered retiring from the industry. Taiwanese actor Chris Wang has finally put an end to rumours revealing that his girlfriend is indeed pregnant. Chris took to Facebook to reveal the news, stating that he would be stepping into another stage of life and becoming a father. According to reports, his girlfriend has now entered the second trimester over her pregnancy and is set to go on hiatus in order to care for the child. The pair denied all rumours until girlfriend Xiao Chen was photographed with a bulging belly. It has been revealed that AKB48's upcoming PV will feature already graduated members including Itanu Tomomi, Atsuko Maeda, Yoku Oshima, and Mariko Shinoda. The four girls had been the group's most popular faces during their time in AKB, with Atsuko and Maeda both winning the Senbatsu election. The group wishes to attract more attention by featuring their former members in the music video. And that's what's making news this week in the world of Asian pop. Subscribe to our podcast for more news including our daily K-pop updates update. Just search podomatic.com or iTunes. I'm Adam Samuel, filling in for Cassie. Find out about my radio show by following me on Twitter at The Adam Samuel.
Say hello to Australia's biggest online K-pop news website. Here's Hello K-pop with a Korean pop news update.
Follow us on Twitter
at Asian Pop Radio.
Crossing to Hello K-Pop headquarters, it's Phil. How you going, Phil?
I'm good, Jess.
Chris of EXO, he's been one of the big news stories of 2014. Apparently, a mention of when his song's going to be released on his birthday, right?
A song is going to be released on November the 6th, which is a special day to both his fans and him because it's his birthday.
Awesome. So
there's a lot of rumours, Jess, saying that he's having trouble finding an agency in China. Everyone's talking about Chris.
Yeah.
A lot of people are just, you know, really scared to sign him on because of any backlash that might have from industry insiders. Not from fans, of course, but from industry insiders.
Come on, China, take a chance.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of his fans are really upset and saying, you know, it's just a rumor, but I guess we'll find out very shortly. We've got a story about Nikun and Tiffany apparently breaking up. Nikun posted a tweet how it all normally starts, these rumors.
Yeah.
He posted a selfie, of course, and he used a song caption from, you know, Frank Sinatra. That famous musician. Anyways, he quoted one of his songs saying, "Love was just a glance away, warm embracing dance away." A lot of fans are looking to the lyrics saying, "Oh, maybe Nikun and Tiffany have broken up." So that's the hot rumor this week.
Wow. So they haven't come out and confirmed or denied it, and they're just letting it go.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's interesting. Huh? You would think that they would come out to deny it at least.
I think it's not good news, Phil, for them, because if you were still in a happy relationship and there was rumor about the fact that your relationship wasn't going right, the first thing you would do is want to protect your partner, and you'd come out and say, "No, everything's okay, we're happy." So it doesn't look good.
Yeah, even in today's age, it's so easy to just go on Twitter and just tweet it out and say, "No, it's not true."
Yeah, it's BS.
Let's hope it's all good for them, though, because they've been dating for a while now.
Park Bom still in the news, and it's not good news, is it?
It's not. I mean, she's been spending these last few months reflecting, as YG has been saying, because of her drug allegations. This year, saying that she tried to smuggle drugs into Korea. Ever since then, she's been having a low profile. And unfortunately, YG has confirmed that, you know, she won't be appearing at any of the end of year award ceremony. Minzy and Dara won't also be attending any of the shows as well.
Oh, wow. Okay, now on to Jolmi, of course, Super Junior M member, and his solo release.
Yeah, SM has been teasing us all week with Jolmi and his debut. A lot of exciting things are happening for him. He has EXO members Tao and Shan Yu, who will be he's going to be featured on his track. So he's going to be releasing in both China and Korea, and the members are going to feature on each of, you know, those tracks, and he could be able to market the song to both the Chinese and Korean.
It's an all-out attack, Phil. An all-out attack.
Yeah. Amber, FX Amber, is going to be joining him with his solo debut stage.
Well, it's fully covered on HelloKpop.com and, of course, in our daily news update that we're working on with you guys now. So you can either go to HelloKpop.com or head to our podcast feed via iTunes and subscribe so you hear the update daily. Phil, HelloKpop, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Pila, for the update on the K-pop. Really good. I like Korean. It's very nice. Now we'll listen to more Korean with the Don't Hate Me by Epic High.
Yeah, too much Korean. You always get a bit upset about having too much Korean,
that's
right?
All I have in the house,
yeah.
Korean.
Yeah.
I always eat rice with the, you know, the kimchi?
Yes.
Always kimchi and rice in the house and it smells.
Right, yeah.
No Filipino stuff.
Yeah.
No more. I don't want to. I want to live a healthy life.
Pop Radio.
Everybody hates me, but you love me and I love you. Oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. 난 너만 손뼉 치면 돼, baby. 온 세상이 안티, 그런 내가 웃는 이유. Oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. 난 너만 내 편이면 돼.
One, two. 나만 딸딸딸 보가실 수도 잘못처럼 세상 모두가 입에 망치 때려 날 모처럼 구멍투성인 맘
눈물 마셔
웃으면 안 돼 난 왜
사람 싫어하는데 무슨 이유가 있냐고
내가 싫을 땐 왜
수천 수만 가지냐고 전부 내 탓이라고 소리치네 내 입을 막는 골키퍼 스콜 보기 싫대
나만 싫어해 다 나만 다 손가락질해 네가 없으면 난 미칠 것 같아
Everybody hates me But you love me and I love you Oh, oh, oh
Oh, oh, oh
슬픔 나누고는 싶지만 다 나의 것.
넌 그냥 웃어.
주기만 하고 숨어. 세상 가장 큰 방패 뒤에 머물러 행복만 품어.
이런 비호감 공공의 적이 나와.
숨만 쉬면 놀란
공공의 껌이 나와. 도마 위에서 춤을 추며 즐기는 너. 취향 하나 참 죽이는 너.
나만 뭐라 해. 바살로 겨냥해.
Everybody hates me, but you love me and I love you. Oh oh oh, oh oh oh. 난 너만 손뼉치면 돼, baby. 온 세상이 happy, 그럼 내가 오늘은 you. Oh oh oh,
oh oh oh.
난 너만 내 편이면 내 편이면 돼.
나 사랑한다,
나 미워한다.
나 사랑한다,
나 미워한다.
나 사랑한다,
나 미워한다.
Love and hate
둘 다 고맙지 뭐.
Everybody hates me, but you love me and I love you. Oh oh oh,
oh oh oh.
난 너만 손뼉치면 돼, baby. 온 세상이 happy, 그럼 내가
What's up, guys?
We're Justice Crew.
And you're listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia. Yeah, yeah.
Ow!
Don't forget, we are bringing you the daily Hello K-Pop update on our podcast. So just go to iTunes, search for Asian Pop Radio Australia, or head to podomatic.com and find us there. You can subscribe either way, because you don't want to miss any of the action, do you, Lula Estar?
I only have an iPad.
Yes.
Yes.
How are you going with that? Last time we spoke to you, you were having great difficulty.
On my iPad, I can play Solitaire.
Yeah.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
I recommend for everyone for the mind strategies.
Yes.
It's very good.
Yeah. It's good to train your brain, right?
Yes.
Yeah, this is the kind of thing that Jeanette should have been doing all along.
Too busy, always alone, watching Korean drama.
I think she's actually out with the boys.
Oh.
Let's be frank.
Who's Frank?
You'd say that. All right, let's go to another song. We'll go to Japan now. Japan is good for us, right?
Yes.
And this band, Perfume.
Ah, yes.
With Spending All My Time.
Studying.
Action Pop Radio.
Oh, my God.
I wanna do the spending or spending.
Bit of J-pop for you. That's Spending All My Time by Perfume, crown favourite on Asian Pop Radio Australia. What do you think of that, Lula Esther?
Good, very motivational.
Yeah.
I love it.
Sure, you got to be spending all your time doing things that are important and efficient.
Finding a husband.
Yeah.
Establishing a home.
Yeah.
Spending money on me.
Yes, that's the kind of man you need in Jeanette's life, isn't
yes.
it? Someone that's going to look after Lula.
Yes, of course. I'm so alone.
That's not funny at all. Lula, can you please tell the people that are listening how they can follow us on Twitter?
Yes, you can follow us on Twitter at the Asian Pop Radio. Like us on Facebook, which is facebook.com/Asian Pop Radio. And you can subscribe to our channel on youtube.com/Asian Pop Radio to keep up to date with all things Asian Pop.
Yay!
Also, what is Instagram?
Instagram, of course, our new Instagram feed. Official APRA, so you can follow us on Instagram to keep up to date with everything that the team's doing. So everyone's taking photos, showing people food, this and that kind of thing.
Food is good.
Food is very good. Yes, food here doesn't compare to the Philippines, does it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Never like back home.
No.
Yeah.
You can never kill a goat on the street in Australia, but in Philippines, it's okay.
I don't know if that's ever okay, but I'll leave it at that. We have new members of the team. We've got a big team, a growing team of people right across Australia. We have a young man in the studio right now by the name of BJ. Hi, BJ.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
Good, good. How are you guys?
Where's that accent come from, BJ?
My accent is from California.
Yeah?
But originally I'm Dutch.
Hey.
So I'm from Holland.
Well, how long did you spend in California?
1.5 years.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Much K-pop in California?
No, not at all, no.
Where did your vague interest in Asian pop begin? What was the first thing that you saw that sucked you in?
I think it was the Brown Eyed Girls.
Hey, hey.
Yes.
Yeah, you're a fan of the Brown Eyed Girls, aren't you?
My daughter is a Brown Eyed Girl.
I'm a Brown Eyed Boy, so.
Do you want to marry a doctor?
Did you say bury a doctor or marry a doctor?
Marry a doctor.
Do I want to marry a doctor?
Yes.
That would be very helpful.
My daughter is single. Uh-huh. She's at home studying to become a doctor.
All right. Well,
I will give you her number.
We can hook up.
But you meant your granddaughter.
I raised her like my own.
Okay. It's getting really confusing. BJ, you're going to be helping out on the team here and there, helping with podcasting, some editing and stuff,
right.
And just basically being a ringleader, really.
Yeah.
Keeping everyone in line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's my job. Right.
That's fantastic.
It is. I'm really pleased that I can do that.
That's good. Thanks for joining us, BJ.
Thank you.
Good to have you on the team. Hashtag APRA family. All right, let's go into a Thai song. What do you reckon? Do we need a Thai fix, Lula?
Yes, please.
Okay. Let's do it.
And now, please be upstanding for the Thailand national anthem and Paul's Thai song of the week.
DJ, put it back.
Hey guys, it's Paul here, your Thai pop specialist. And this week, as usual, I have a Thai song for you. This week, I have a Thai song called Shayu, which translates to Hooray, Hooray. Sing by a Thai pop teenage group 321, which consists of 2 male and 1 female members. The song is about celebrate a teenage life and showing the world what teenagers can do and the power of teenagers. Yay! So it's encourage all teenagers like to live freely but also live under the rule. I hope you guys enjoy Chayo on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
เป็นอาจารย์นะอย่างเงี้ยน่าเรียนแน่
Asian Pop Radio Australia right across the nation on the Community Radio Network. That was our Time Pop Song of the Week. Thanks to our team member, Paul. J. John with you. And filling in for my co-host this week, Jeanette, is Jeanette's grandma, Lula Esther.
Because this is a radio show that lots of people listen to.
Some.
I have a very important message for everyone.
Okay.
That when you wash your face, you also have to wash behind your ears.
Yep.
Or the mushrooms will grow.
Wow.
And they're the bad mushrooms, because if you eat it, there's no more life for you.
There's no more life for you?
No more life. They're dangerous mushrooms that grow behind your ear, so you have to wash it daily.
That sounds like a threat that you would try to pass on to a young child just to get them to wash behind their ears.
When was the last time you washed your ears? Feel behind.
Valid point.
Is there a mushroom behind
there?
Oh,
wow, there's
there?
Mushrooms there.
Smell it. It smells like fish. Not cooked fish. Dead fish.
This is getting weirder and weirder.
Who is the lady you were talking to on the phone before?
Oh, I had someone on hold. We were about to talk to her.
Oh, who is that?
It's young Rihanna from Utopia.
Ah.
To chat about K-pop in Brisbane.
Metopia?
No.
Utopia.
Utopia.
Me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Damn. It's coming up next.
Check out youtube.com/AsianPopRadio for exclusive podcasts, interviews with your favorite musicians or idols, reviews, and more. Asian Pop Radio Australia, Australia's largest Asian pop community radio show. Follow Asian Pop Radio on Facebook, facebook.com/AsianPopRadioAustralia.
Asian Pop Radio Australia, welcome Rihanna to the program.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
That's good to have you on with us. So is this actually the biggest Asian Pop related music event ever to hit Brisbane?
It sure is, Jason. It is the biggest Asian Pop event that we've had so far. We haven't had a lot of exposure in terms of, K-pop artists and things visiting our city.
Sure.
Often they usually visit Melbourne and Sydney, so this is a huge event. This is the first time that a K-pop idol will be in Brisbane.
It used to be that people in Melbourne would say that it's always Sydney. Now it's everyone else saying it's always Brisbane and Melbourne. So this must be the start of something new, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I think that has to do a lot with the different music scenes, to be honest.
Sure.
You know, Sydney has a very different music scene from Melbourne. I know Melbourne has a lot of alternative music going on down there. And same with Brisbane. It's more of an indie kind of scene going on. So we don't often get, pop artists or big artists coming to us. We're really keen for the concert because it is something new and is something really big.
So is it a matter of trying to open the minds of locals to have them perhaps contemplate going to a different event like this?
Well, not so much, I don't think. It's a real shame that promoters haven't seen an audience in Brisbane, because obviously we do have a rather large Korean community within our city, and we also have a lot of K-pop fans out there. I've managed smaller events in the past, including an event called Neon Pop, which was based on cosplay, and then,
oh, cool,
a bit of a dance party to do with Asian pop. So, we've definitely had events like this before, just at the city council, little events, and we've had 2,000 people turn up for these events. So it's a real shame that promoters haven't seen the opportunity to get in there and to introduce an Asian pop artist.
Yeah, well, to quote a very old movie from the 80s, Field of Dreams, if they say if you build it, they will come, right? So
yeah, that's
if you put on an event, the K-pop artist will come.
Exactly, that's right. and finally the K-pop artist is coming.
There you go. Alright, so why has it taken so long for a K-pop star to come to Brisbane? I mean, the audience is there, they're asking for it. Is it just a matter of someone having to put their hand up and say, I will do it, I will lead the people?
Well, yeah, pretty much. So, we really needed a promoter who was ready to reach out to a Korean company. And obviously, Korean companies aren't going to reach out straight out to Brisbane as a smaller capital city compared to, Sydney and Melbourne.
Yep.
So obviously, we just needed a promoter in the city to just reach out to those K-pop artists and say, hey, look, we're a city too. We have a really great music scene here. I think you'd do really great here. That's finally happened is like a really big, move and shift to a new era of music, I think.
And Rihanna, I think we've seen over the years that there's a market for K-pop everywhere. It just depends on if the K-pop artist is willing to think outside the square
and
go there.
That's right, isn't it? And that's just why we needed a promoter to come and, reach out to those companies, because, we just really weren't on the map in terms of, Korean artists coming to our shores and coming to Queensland and Brisbane. So now hopefully this will put us on the map and we'll be on the next couple of tours.
hear. All right, we've interviewed both Ellie and Eric face-to-face in the past. They are great performers. How do you think they'll complement each other on the day?
You know what? I think it's going to be absolutely great with both of those artists on the day, having an international scale artist, you know, right side by side near a fairly local artist. Mm. I think it's going to be absolutely beautiful. You know, obviously they've got fairly different styles from each other, but it should be really interesting to see how it pans out. It'll definitely be a great experience for the fans.
When Eric was in Melbourne earlier this year for K-Wave, I don't believe we got to see him sing. Is he actually going to perform this time around, or just get up there and have a bit of a chat?
Yes, this is Eric's first ever concert in Australia, and that's what's so exciting about it. You know, you did see him at K-Wave and he had a bit of a meet and greet and stuff here. But we will be having a fully live concert with Eric Nam, and he will also be having a meet and greet at another date in Brisbane. It is a really exciting event because he will be performing live.
Fantastic. I guess that means he's going to be performing some of his originals and a couple covers here and there?
Yes, that's right. We are looking at a couple of covers and also obviously his hit song Ooh Ooh and a couple of other of his songs, you know. So fans can really look forward to that. And from what I've heard, you know, fans are really keen to see him perform live and to hear all their favourite songs from him.
I think they are. I think there's quite a few coming from other states as well. Ellie is of course supporting Eric. She went quite far on the Voice Australia TV show. Do you think that people perhaps have underestimated what she can bring to the stage in November?
Definitely, you know, and she has an astounding amount of fans. You know, I think a lot of people don't give her enough credit for the amount of fans and the amount of support she has and for the amazing artist she is. So it's going to be a really great opportunity to have her there performing, supporting Eric in her performance as well. And, you know, obviously we'll get a whole new brand of fans coming from Elio's side as well and coming from Eric Nam's side. And, you know, we might see new fans of both Eric and Ellie through the concert.
Some crossover.
Yeah.
Awesome. And I think people should get onto Ellie's YouTube channel right now and check out her covers because they will be blown away.
Definitely.
And it's another reason to get down there.
Definitely.
I want to try. Come on, let's play it.
只给我一点线索都推敲了出来。 我爱上你从此什么都和你有关。 我们不停地等如当初大块快闪 Oh, 而你的心有没有答案。 海边一语道破， 让我推理摸索， 快搜集证据好让爱情变得更明朗。 越艰难越有趣， 你放心考验我， 玩捉迷藏或举手投降。 Oh, 寂寞侦探 抓凶手， 谁让我日夜胡思乱想。 Oh, 寂寞侦探 快出手， 终于我有个人气疯对手。 期待下一回爱情点对点， 你出招我接。 Oh, 寂寞侦探 到最后， 你是否幸福可不爱我。
只给我一点线索都推敲了出来。 我爱上你从此什么都和你有关。 我们不停地等如当初大卡快闪。 Oh, 而你的心有没有答案。 海边一语道破， 让我推理摸索。 快搜集证据好让爱情变得更明朗。 越艰难越有趣， 你放心考验我。 玩捉迷藏或举手投降。 Oh, 寂寞侦探 抓凶手， 谁让我 寂寞侦探 快出手。
Oh,
Nat Ho, Lonely Detective on Asian Pop Radio Australia, right across the Community Radio Network. Bit of a personality in Singapore, Nat Ho went over to Taiwan, I think about a year and a half ago, for training, and this looks like the result of that. Hopefully we get to have a chat to Nat Ho personally in the next couple of weeks. Now back to Rihanna at Utopia to chat about that Brisbane event. Well, of course, we are Community Radio and we love our community dance crews. AO, one of the biggest, and they are part of the lineup for the event on the 30th of November. What can we expect from AO? Are they going to pull out a crowd favourite and give us one of their EXO covers?
Well, the way it's happening with AO at the moment is they won't actually be performing at our concert. They will actually be involved in a special guest event where there'll be a bit of a, you know, a bit of a high touch, a bit of a special event with some of the fans.
Cool.
But they will be performing and giving some workshops, I believe, while they are in Brisbane. They'll be here for a couple of days. So yeah, it should be really exciting working with AO crew. So they will have a couple of events here and there.
Very good. And Brisbane has their own cover groups as well, quite a few cover groups there. Are any of them going to be involved at all on the day, or will they be there in the flesh?
You know, you might see a couple of them around. You know, we've got a couple of events happening in the next little while. Like, obviously, while Eric's here, we want to give him the biggest Australian welcome that we possibly can and the biggest Brisbaneite welcome that we possibly can. So there's going to be a couple of events there, and you might see a couple of the local groups showcasing their talent and giving a bit of a show for Eric and for the fans. So yeah, we're really looking forward to that as well.
The spotlight's on Brizzy.
Yep, it sure is.
All right, it's all very exciting. Are you sure it's going to go ahead? Australia has a very bad track record when it comes to getting K-pop events off the ground. How can you reassure us that it's going to happen?
Well, look, it sure has been a bumpy ride with this kind of thing, as it always is with these kinds of events. But look, it's going full ahead at the moment, full steam ahead. We've got everything organized and it should be an absolutely excellent event. You know, it's been a lot of hard work getting it to this point, but tickets have been released today and it's going to be absolutely stellar.
I have to say, sometimes you talk to people and you sort of do that whole kind of one-eyed sort of, I don't think you know what you're talking about, but I think you guys are switched on. You know what you're doing.
Yes, and you know, we've struggled through the hard work early to get to that point. So yeah, it should be an excellent event. I have no doubt about that, Jason.
Very good. And of course, a venue change as well.
Yes, of course. Early on, we did actually have some troubles with the venue, but you know, it's all sorted out here and it should be smooth sailing from here on.
Excellent. All right. How can we find out more and obviously more information on the venue and tickets?
You can actually head to our Facebook page, which is Utopia Entertainment AU, and head over there and give us a like and have a look at all our event information on there. There are updates, you know, on everything that changes and everything that happens with the event. There'll also be updates on VIP ticketing and what's happening with the meet and greet and that sort of thing and who's involved. So definitely check that out. We also have a Twitter page, and just keep an eye on, you know, Eric's updates here and there, and you might see a couple of tweets shouting out to us.
Awesome. Well, I said I'd need 10 minutes of your time and you've come in at 9 minutes 30, so go you.
That's great.
Rihanna, thanks right so much for joining us on the show.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jason.
And best of luck. Keep us posted.
Yep, you too. I sure will.
Hey, guys, this is Jedward, and you are here with Jay John at Asian Pop Radio Australia.
We go to a young Filipino performer now, of course, Jenson Gomez. We spoke to him earlier on in the year. As a solo artist, he's launched a group, Jenson and the Flips. This is their latest track, and the MV is out now. It's Love Child on Asian Pop Radio.
Your eyes gets me every time. I want your love.
Katie's intro to Asian Pop.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hello and welcome to this week's intro to Asian Pop. Today, we are looking at the rookie K-pop girl group Very Good. Very Good are a five-member girl group from Korea with a really sweet style. Under Asia Bridge, the members Subin, Ira, Taeha, Nayeon, and Kowoon debuted on the 22nd of May this year with their single Love Letter. What first caught my eye when watching this video is that it actually sounds like a cross between J-pop and K-pop idol styles. The music is a bit heavier than the standard cute K-pop song, and this makes it stand out from other debuting girl groups. The girls are still cute, and the video story shows the members playing around before one of them ends up on the wedding aisle at a very boring ceremony. Luckily, a human-sized teddy bear is there to rescue her. The dance starts off very Japanese in its style, and then incorporates normal Korean moves as it goes along. This creates an energetic performance that is nonetheless bursting with cute Aegyo poses and easy to replicate moves for all the Very Good fans out there. It also looks very smooth, and the J-pop undertones are accented by blue frilly dresses and capes worn in some of the clips by the girls in the video. Overall, I think it's a nice change to see a K-pop girl group acting a little different from the norm. The sound and the dance have captured my attention, and now I can't wait for their next single. If you want to check out more, then head over to their official YouTube page, official channel Very Good. Their fan cafe page is also www.verygoodintl.com, and the page is in both English and Korean, so it's easy to understand. What do you think of them? Drop us a comment and tell us your opinion. This has been Katie's intro to Asian Pop.
Across the Community Radio Network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
is my love letter.
Thanks, Katie, for another intro to Asian pop, Berry Girls. Did that satisfy your urges, BJ?
Oh, it did. Yes, yeah. Yes. I actually start eating this bar of chocolate in order to make it more satisfying for me.
Wow. It's just...
You want a piece?
Lula.
I didn't put my teeth this morning, so I cannot eat any chocolate.
Oh, wow.
It will melt in your mouth.
Cookies really and good. Cream, Lula.
It's cookies
that
and cream.
Is quality. Hey, thanks for still listening. Appreciate it. Still got Lula Esther in the studio with us here at Asian Pop Radio, filling in for Jeanette. Thanks for spending some time with us.
No, thank you for spending time with me.
Yeah, you know that Jeanette, you sometimes paint her to be not particularly a good, well, not the good Christian girl. But is she a really naughty girl or what?
No.
Because I see one side of her, it's not too bad, but you sometimes give me the impression that perhaps she's a little bit of a rebel.
No, she's a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
She always thinks of the environment. She always gives soup to the homeless.
Really?
And she always wishes for world peace.
That's fantastic. She could be Miss Universe Philippines.
But she's not too beautiful to be Miss Philippines. She's okay.
She's lovely.
But not too beautiful.
Yeah, well, what?
That is why she cannot get the husband.
Maybe her husband's not looking for particular qualities that you're mentioning.
They want to marry a doctor. That is my granddaughter now.
Okay.
Are you single, Jason?
I am not, unfortunately.
Oh, you look okay.
Thank you.
You look like you have a stable life.
Looks can be deceiving.
My granddaughter believes in world peace.
Yeah, well, this is good. We need world peace.
Yes.
Yeah, you look quite like yourself. You seem to be a beacon of health. I reckon Jeanette's got everything going for her. She's a young, good-looking young lady now, and when she gets to your age, I'm guessing she's going to be just as pretty as you.
No, she spends too much time watching TV. She's not going to be very beautiful in the older ages.
Okay.
So stop watching so much TV.
She watches a lot of fitness programs. Doesn't that help?
What fitness programs?
Mm.
There's none she watches.
Okay.
She only watches Korean dramas and Korean boys with no t-shirts on.
Okay.
They're always sweating.
Yeah. Mm. I think that's part of the appeal for people.
Bad boys.
Yeah. It's the climate.
This is Shaz with the Asian Pop Radio Australia Movie Review.
Hello, I'm Shazza with another Asian Pop Radio Australia Movie Review. The movie I'll be reviewing this week is Rurouni Kenshin. The movie was beautifully made and everything about it was perfect. The actors played their parts extremely well and the emotions they were to portray were very clear and evident. The music during the menu and credits matches the movie very well, so much so that I have the song on repeat. If anyone wants to listen to some incredible J-rock, take a listen to One OK Rock. Their English is incredible. Overall, it's an amazing song. Now, what is this movie she's talking about actually about? Set in 1868 and then again in 1878, it is about a young hero that has come to the conclusion of killing anyone that is actively going against the new era, and he goes by the name of Batosai. We learn that his real name is Himura Kenshin, and that he is in fact a very kind person who wanders around looking to help those that cannot help themselves in order to repent for all those that he has killed. He meets a girl, whom he saves. She offers to let him stay at her dojo, and he accepts. Somehow he also gets caught up in opium trade with the bad character of the story. However, he never agrees with this trade. The movie was Japan's top-grossing film of 2011 and 2012, earning $67.1 million in Japan from release to November 2012, and from overseas, bringing in $25 million. To hear more of our movie reviews, remember to subscribe to our podcast and like us on Facebook so you don't miss a review. Catch you next time!
Thanks, Shaz, for another great review. Of course, we've reverted back for a little while to films, to reviewing films. And of course, the Japanese Film Festival's on at the moment. There's plenty to do. It's making its way around the country. You make sure you go to our Facebook page, fb.com/AsianPopRadio. We will show you where the film festival currently is and what is on offer. Do you have a particular favorite film, Lula Esther?
It's probably too old now.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you. It's okay. A secret.
It's a secret.
A woman never reveals her secrets.
Okay. It sounds like a cover-up, like you don't really know how to answer.
Did your mother raise you right to talk back to an elderly?
So you look so young and pretty, I sometimes forget that you're elderly.
Don't try and tempt me, son, because I will punish you.
All right, Lula, so unfortunately we have to say goodbye to the people on the Community Radio Network.
Well, bye.
Would you like some part? Would you perhaps want to come up with something a little bit more heartfelt?
Yes. Goodbye, everyone, and have a nice lifetime.
Thank you for tuning in to us for another week. Thank you to all that are involved in the hashtag APRA family, and make sure you do keep supporting us by sharing our podcast and our program with your friends. See you later.
See you. Bye.
To me.